Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Awesome Patience.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise at night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of his own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke of the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. On our wooded property here in northwestern Wisconsin, we have a 50-foot white pine tree. Several years ago, after a tornado had hit the area, we discovered that a pair of bald eagles were busy building a nest in that tree. Quite possibly, their nest had been destroyed somewhere else in the vicinity. Over about 6 years, we have watched the nest grow, twig and branch by twig and branch. Evergreen seeds pop out of the cones and reseed naturally, but a tree this large takes a long, long time. I look at the tiny pines which are growing everywhere, some just a few inches tall, and I am always amazed, knowing that someday, far into the future, each one may be tall enough and strong enough to bear an eagle's nest, which usually, like ours, is about 6 to 8 feet in diameter. Watching the eagle's activity now, for all these years, gives me hope that healing can come from wounds and new life from chaos. It just takes a long time and courageous, awesome patience. Perhaps this is what Jesus is talking about in these two little parables today. The farmer waits for the tiny grains to produce fields and fields of wheat. The tiny mustard seed that is able to grow and provide a tree sturdy enough for birds to nest. God's kingdom of right relationships is in process, but mostly ever so imperceptibly. We ask today for patience to not give up on our country as it struggles for democracy. We wait in patience for nations in our church to act justly. We wait for family members to grow and become sturdy with gospel values. We have patience with ourselves in the same way. And in each instance, we hold all of the divisions with great compassion and mercy, refusing to pass judgment or categorizing into us and them. In so doing, we are actively providing a rich soil for the harvest and the great sturdy trees of peace, justice, and integrity of creation. Gracious God, we have confidence in your care for us and for the establishment of your kingdom in our midst.